Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. We are on Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Beis, and we're discussing a case of a Mavoi which has no Shituf. Now, just a quick introduction to remind ourselves of the Sugi here. We have the houses, the batim, which are situated in the chatseris, in their courtyards. And then those courtyards lean into a mavoi, an alleyway, which takes them out into Rishus HaRabim. Now, in order for them to carry in this mavoi, one needs to enact, to establish a physical adjustment, which is called a lechi v'koira. So either a lechi, which is a side post, or a koira, a crossbeam, which is situated at the entranceway to the mavoi. What's the point of that? In order to call attention to its separateness, that the mavi is a separate entity. It's not Rishus HaRabim. Because technically speaking, the mavi is really Rishus HaYachad. It's a dead end. It's a three-sided mavi with machitzas on three sides. It's only the fourth ruach, the fourth side, which is open to Rishus HaRabim. So Minat Torah, it's completely Rishus HaYachad. However, the Chacham were concerned that if one carries throughout this alleyway, perhaps this will bring about confusion. One will say, well, if you can carry in here, why not carry in Rishus HaRabim? Therefore, the Chacham necessitated the erection of either a lechi or a koira at the entranceway to call attention to its separateness, to separate the two things, the mavi from Rishus HaRabim, to highlight the fact that a mavi is a separate entity. It is not Rishus HaRabim. So that's number one. You need to make that physical adjustment to enable carrying in the mavi. Now, in addition to that, you need to make a shituf mavois. The point of shituf is, shituf means a partnership. You need to go ahead and create a shituf between all the residents of the courtyards which access the mavi and make use of the mavi. Now the point of that is it's also a chiv midrabanan, because you're going again and you're transferring from a chatzar, which is a courtyard designated for the use of these specific individuals, and you're going and transferring to the mavi, which is a communal area used by other chatzaris as well. It's as though you're transferring an item from one type of domain to another type of domain. It resembles transferring from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim. So if we allow this to take place, perhaps one will confuse it and do the same with regard to transferring from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, the Chachamim necessitated an establishment of a shituf mavois, which is a type of eruv. What happens is the bnei chatzeris, the residents of the respective courtyards, go ahead and join forces. They merge their ownership, they combine their use, and it is as though it's just one big happy family, one dira, one residence, one use between all the chatzeris and the mavoi. And it's not considered as though he's transferring from one person's domain to the other. It's all one big rishus, one big domain, one large residence. So that's the point of shituf, in order to allow transfer from the chatzar to the mavi. Now the question the Gemara is dealing with is, let's say a mavi has the proper physical adjustments. It has the lechi or the kira, so it's properly enclosed, has the right amount of mechitzes surrounding it. But it's lacking the shituf mavois, meaning that the residents of the courtyards did not join forces, not merge together. And therefore one cannot transfer a chefetz from the chatzah to the mavi. But what if a chefetz, an object, an article is sitting in the mavi itself, it was there during the onset of Shabbos, it is classified as a mavi item, it need not be transferred from the chatzah to the mavi, it's already in the mavi. Can one go ahead and be metal to that chefetz all throughout the mavi, or not? So Gemara is going to deal with that question. Let's see the Gemara Kuf Lamed Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom, beginning with the words the Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Bravo, Omar Rav. So you said the name of Rav regarding this question of a mavi shalei nishtatvoi. It's a somewhat deficient mavi. Can one carry throughout it, or perhaps no? It's considered like a carmelis, like a field, like an unenclosed area. So we're going to see. So he says it depends on the situation. A mavi in which there was no shituf established there, that depends. Erev chatzeris in batim. If there was an erev chatzeris done in the courtyards, so this is in addition to the shituf mavois, there needs to be an erev chatzeris. The point of that is to allow carrying in the courtyards. So erev chatzeris merges the residents of the courtyard, because in each courtyard there's another issue. How could we transfer from the personal homes, from the bottom into this communal chatzar, this courtyard. Once again, it appears as though he's taking from one domain to the other. He's taking from Reuven's home into this area which is shared by all others. It's as though he's transferring from Shasiach to Shasurab. So, with the Rabbanan, they required an Eir Chatzeres to be established, which merges the owners of the chatzar. It is as though they're living in one home, as though it's merely it's serving just one residence. And this allows them to transfer from the bayis to the chatzar. He's simply taking from one residence to he's just transferring throughout this one residence. It's all considered one big happy family. It's not as though he's taking from his domain to the communal domain. They're all living together. It's like one big family. So that's the point of Erev Chatzeres. Says Rav, regarding our question of being metaltal in a mavi, which lacks shittuf between the chatzeres, you know what that's going to depend on? It's going to depend on whether in the chatzeres there was an Erev Chatzeres. The Gemara soon is going to explain what is the connection between two things. But this is the formula we're dealing with. Mamish lein shtatva boy, it depends. Erev chatzeres in batim. So the chatzeres made an erev with the batim within them, meaning there was an erev chatzeres established in those individual chatzeres. Then, as a result of that, a metaltan boy el badal damas. Then, we do not allow tiltal in this mavoy, which lacks a shita between the chatzeres, which seems to be unrelated at this point. But that's the formula we're learning, that if there is an Erev in the Chatzeres, that does not allow being metaltel in this Mavoy, Elo Bedalat Amos, only within four Amos, one cannot freely carry through the Mavoy. However, Loi Erev Chatzeres in Batim, if there was no Erev Chatzeres established in the courtyards with the homes, Mutal Taltel Bekule, that allows us to be metaltel throughout this entire Mavoy. This article of this Chafetz, which was sitting in the Mavoy at the onset of Shabbos, can be freely transferred throughout the Mavoy, even though the Mavi lacks a shit of Mavois. So Gemara is going to try to explore what is the connection between the Erev in the courtyards with the halachic status of the Mavi. We're not speaking about transferring something from the Chatz to the Mavi, we're speaking about something which is already in the Mavi. Amalei Rav Chanina Chuzah L'Rabba. Ma'ishna, what is the difference? Ki'irv Chatzeres in Batim. He's going to try to explore what is the correlation between the two things. What is the difference, he says, Ki'irvu chatzeres in batim, when the chatzeres merged and made an erev with the batim within them, meaning there was an erev chatzeres established in the courtyards, which in this case, the nidku chatzeres but also batim. The chatzeres became detached, meaning they become nullified from their status. Rashi says they're a bottle to the batim, and there's no shame, there's no status of chatzer on them any longer. Why? Because once the Erev Chatzeres was established in the courtyard, what happens is that the chatzar becomes secondary to the homes. It's designated for the use of the homes because one freely transfers from the home into the courtyard, so they don't have their own independent status. They're simply serving the homes, and they're not regarded independently. They're not reckoned here. So it's as though we just have homes without courtyards. What happens as a result? Rav l'tamei. Rav is following his opinion. The Amar Rav. Eina mavi niter belechi v'kiri. The lech and the kir do not grant permission in the mavi. Meaning, this concept of a lechi v'kira allowing the tiltal in a mavi only works when the mavi meets certain criteria. Eina mavi niter belechi v'kira achi you. Unless the Mavi features houses and courtyards which are open to it, which access it and use it. So Rashi explains, Batim Chatzeres means that there are at least two Chatzeres which are accessing the Mavi, and in each Chatzer there are two Batim. Only then does the Lechi V'Kira take effect. What is the connection between houses, courtyards, and the Lechi V'Kira, which is encircling this Mavi? Explains the Rashba. Really, lechem v'kira are very minimal mechitzas, just a flimsy side post or a cross beam. How does that affect enclosure? Why is that regarded as a mechitza? Says the Rashba, very simple, because a mavi, it's not a place that is privately used. It's a public area, publicly accessed area. It's a high traffic area. It's being accessed by houses, by courtyards. So it's not a place where a person is involved in sneeze matters. Therefore, even a minor enclosure like lechem v'kira is sufficient to consider the place properly enclosed for the uses which are which are generally used there, which are generally prevalent in the Mavud, as opposed to a chatzah, which is a courtyard, which is a more private area, which requires a more serious and effective enclosure. So that's the pshat in Rav. The reason why the Chacham regard this very minor mechitza, like Lechem Bekoira, and considered it to be an enclosure, it's only because this mavi doesn't require more, because it's a publicly accessed area, high traffic area, and for the use, the minimal use, the relatively minor and lack of personal use, this area is not such a personal area, so it doesn't need so much enclosure, so much seus. So for this area, Lech Vekor is sufficient. But that's only because it's accessed by all these people, by the Batim, the Chatzeris. But if a Mavi doesn't have all this access, doesn't have all these people using it, then this Mavi is designated more for tznius use, for personal use, for private use. And therefore, Lech Vekor do not affect enclosure. So that's the formula we're working here. A Mavi, in order to allow the Lech Vekor to be effective, it needs to be a publicly accessed Mavi by at least two Chatzeris, which feature two Batim in each. V'hocha continues the Gemara in our case, where those Chatzeris feature a halachically valid Erev, and as we said, as a result of that Erev, the Chatzeris are considered to be non-existent. They're subordinate to the home. So halachically speaking, there are no Chatzeris present. We have merely homes here. Chatzeris lecha. We have no chatzeris. So this mavi is not your standard mavi, and therefore the lecha mikura are not effective, and you cannot carry it throughout the mavi. So if that is the pshat, why when the chatzer has a erev, you cannot carry in the mavi? If so, so Rav Chanina Chazoy asked Rav, if that's the case, so what about kilo yirvu nami? Likewise, when there was no erev in those chatzeris. If there's no Erev in those Chatzeris, what happens now? You can't transfer from the homes to the courtyard because those Chatzeris are off limits. You can't take from my personal home to this communal Chatzer without an Erev. So those homes are like off limits as pertaining to the Mavi, meaning the Mavi is not really being accessed by there are no objects from the home. Let's put it this way: there are no household items being transferred into the mavi because one cannot carry from the bias to the chatzer. So, as far as the mavi is concerned, there are no batim. The batim out of the equation. So says the Gemara Kilo Yevur Nami. Likewise, when there was no erev done it to the chatzeres, let's view these homes as if they're shut out, as if they're closed off. They're out of the equation. If so, what happens now? For chatzeres ika, so we have those courtyards which are accessing the mavi. Ubatim leka, but we don't have homes. The homes are not part of the equation because one cannot go ahead and transfer anything from the homes. So as far as the mavi is concerned, he's only being accessed and used by the chatzeres, not by the batim. So this is not a halachically valid mavi which meets the required criteria. So why do you say that if there was no erev established in the chatzer, then this mavi is a perfectly valid mavi, the lechem v'kura, effective and allow carries in the mavi? So what is the difference between whether there was an erev in the chatzeres or not? In either case, the mavi doesn't meet the specifications and the lechem v'kura ineffective. Says the Gemara. But, efshe demavatli le'rishusa, well, even when there's no erev done, there's another option called bittul, renouncing of ownership, relinquishing of the rights of use of the chatzar. Meaning, let's say there's Reuven and Shimon living in a chatzar. Now, ideally, they would make an erev between amongst themselves. Let's say they neglected, they disregarded the erev. Comes Shabbos, they're stuck, they can't transfer from the houses to the chatzar. So there's an option called bittul, where Reuven will go over to Shimon and says, "Listen, we didn't make an erev. Let me be mevatel my rishus to you. Let me relinquish my rights of use of the chatzar. I'm giving it over to you. It's like being mafkir. I'm rendering it ownerless. I'm renouncing my chuser." And it's a Shabbos tactic, meaning, of course, it doesn't actually belong to Shimon, but it's the rights of use of Shabbos, and therefore, now we regard this chatzar as though it belongs completely to the other person, to Shimon, and there's no need for an erev here. He can go ahead and carry from, Shimon can carry from his home out to the chatzar. It's as though it's entirely his, because Reuven gave up his rights. So that's another option, an alternate option for erev. Says the Gemara, okay, maybe that's the solution. when there is no Erev present in the Chatzar, Efshe de Mevatle Rishusa de Kulu, L'Gabichad, so all the rest of the residents will Mevatle their Rishus to this individual and grant him their rights. He has full rights to the Chatzar, full exclusive ownership and rights to the use of the Chatzar. In which case, he can go ahead and transfer now from his house to the Chatzar. So that's the pshat. When there is an Erev, in the Chatzar, then, like we said, the Chatzar is bottled to the house. We disregard the Chatzar, and the Chatzar is merely using, it's serving the homes, and therefore the mummy doesn't have chatzeris in it. It only has houses, not chatzeris. So the mummy does not have two batim in each chatzer and two chatzeris in total. Therefore, the lechem bikur is ineffective. But when there is no erev done, in which case there's another option called bittel, which allows the other residents to be mavata the rishus to this specific individual, in which case he can transfer from his house to the chatzer, from the chatzer to the mummy, so the mummy is a legal mavi. It fits the criteria. It meets the guidelines because it has the chatzeris and the batim. Because the objects, the articles from the houses can be transferred to the mavi. So it's being accessed by courtyards and by batim. Therefore, it's a legally valid mavi and the lechem bikur are effective and one may transfer throughout this mavi. Says, well, if that's a pshat, soif, in the final analysis of things, bias ikka, batim lech. You only have one bias and no two. Why? Very simple, because if you're going to mevatel your rights of the chatzar to this individual, and he can go and transfer from his house to the chatzar, so it's really only one house that's making use of the chatzar. This chatzar only has one bayis. It doesn't have more than one house which is transferring, which is making use of the chatzar. So once again, we're back to square one. This mavi, perhaps it has two chatzeris, and each chatzar has one bayis transferring, but it doesn't have more than that. And the mavi needs to have two courtyards, with two batim in each courtyard. Let's take a look at Rashi here. Rashi has four lines from the top, beginning with the words Efshe de Mavatli. So this is the option of Bittel. Says Rashi, Efshe de Mavatli bnei habata shebachatzer. The residents of the homes in the chatzer can be mavatel rishus sheyal shlam bachatzer. The rights that they have in the chatzer l'gabi chad minayu. To one of the residents, v'havei kol chatzer shaloi, we regard the entire courtyard as though it's his. The Rav, and this results in him being allowed to transfer from him house to his house to the chatzar. Says, well, what do you gain? Soif, at the end of the day, you have a single home which is accessing, making use of the chatzar. But you don't have two. The Rav, Rav explicitly stated that he needs two. We need two batim using the chatzar to allow the Mavi to make use of its Lechi Vekor. Let's get back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, nevertheless, Efshar, the Mitzafer Vad Palga de Yoimer, from the morning until midday, L'gabichad, they will be Mevatel, the Rishus, to one person. Mi Palga de Yoimer, Ulapanya, and from midday until evening, L'gabichad, they will be Mevatel to somebody else. So if you have, let's say, two people here, so Reuven will be Mevatel his rights to Shimon, up until Chatzos. Come midday, Shimon will do the same thing in the reverse. He'll mevatel his rishus to Reuven. So, ultimately, you have two houses which had access to the Chatzah throughout the day. Says the Gemara, but it's not taking place at the same time. Soif. Ultimately, be'idna de'isat lahai, lesa lahai. At the point in time when you have Reuven's home accessing the Chatzah, lesa lahai, you don't have Shimon's home. So there's no one point in time where two houses are accessing the chatzar. So we have a kasha here. Again, how could Rav tell us that regarding the use of the mavi, it depends on whether or not there was an erev established in those chatzeris? Either way, there's something wrong with the mavi. Whether there is an erev, whether there's no erev, the mavi does not fit the guidelines and criteria which allow the lecha v'kura to be used in the mavi. Elamar v'ashi, this is the pshat. Mi garam lechatzeris sheyasru. Who caused the courtyards to prohibit transferring from the chatzar to the mavi? Who caused that? Who brought that about? Batim. It's the houses that did that. Veleka. And the houses are not in the equation. Explains Rashi as follows. Rav, who gave us this formula that the heter of the mavi depends on the heir of the chatzeris, he was following the Shita Rav Shimon mentioned yesterday in Daf Kuf Lamed. Rav Shimon holds that all these non-residential areas, like a chatzar, a mavi, a karfev, a storage area, they're all very much related to each other, and an article, which was present in any of these areas at the commencement of Shabbos, at the onset of Shabbos, and classified as a non-residential item, not a household item, was sitting out in the chatzar. So as long as it wasn't in a bias at the onset of Shabbos, it is classified as a non-residential item. It's not designated for your personal household use. It's sitting out in the chutzner now. So for this Shabbos, it attains that status, and therefore it can be transferred throughout all these non-residential areas without an eruv, without a shittav. You can go from one chutzner to the other chutzner, to the mavi, to the karfa, without any hesitation. However, Rav imposes a restriction, a limitation here. He says, look, theoretically speaking, there's no concern of transferring throughout all these areas, but when there is a concern, in the event when there's a chashash that he's going to transfer a household article throughout all these areas, then he cannot do so. He cannot transfer from the chatzar to the other chatzar or the chatzar to the mavi. Meaning as follows. When there is an eruv established between the residents of this chatzar, which allows them to transfer the household items, when we say household items, it means an article which was situated in the bias at the onset of Shabbos. So this was designated as something intended for personal use. It's sitting in the privacy of his home. It's designated for Reuven. It's sitting in Reuven's Rishus. In order to transfer to the Chatzar, we need an Erev to be established. So if there's an Erev enacted, which allows transfer of that household article into the Chatzar, now there's a concern. If we allow free movement between the Chatzar and the Mavi, transferring items which were situated in the Chatzar at the onset of Shabbos and classified as non-residential items, if we allow them to be transferred to the Mavi, perhaps he's going to confuse and allow even transferring the household item, which was present in the home during Ben HaShemashis, which is now in the Chatzar, because he transferred due to the fact that he had an Erev. So this item, which is technically classified as a household item, perhaps he's going to go ahead and transfer that into a Mavi without a sheet of a voice. And that can't be done, because this is a household item. It's designated as a household article, as a clear bias, which is connected and related to this person's personal domain, his home. Rav Shimon was only speaking about articles which were found in the chatzah during Ben HaShemashis, but not an article which is a household item. Therefore, Rav says, when there is an Erev established which allows transferring from the home to the chatzah, in which case the household articles are found, are present, are prevalent in the chatzah, then we must be careful. And we cannot allow transferring from the chatzar to the mavi without a shit of a voice, because we're concerned that if we allow transferring the items, perhaps he's going to transfer even the household item, which is found in the chatzar, he's going to transfer that as well to the mavi, and that can't be done, because that's considered to be a shini rishus. This is a household item. It belongs to Reuven. It's designated for Reuven's use. Now you're going to take it into a mavi, which is shared by all the chatzeris. It's a communal area, it's a shared area, it's a different type of rishus. Therefore, Rav, he holds like Rav Shimon, but he limits Rav Shimon's heter only to a case where there was no erev established in the chatzar, in which case there are no household articles present in the chatzar, because one cannot transfer the household articles into the chatzar when there's no erev. And in this case, there's no concern whatsoever. When we allow transferring of a chatzar item into the mavi, because there are no household items present in the chatzar. So that's Pshat and Rav. Rav says like this. Can we transfer items throughout a mavi? Right, this mavi that has a lechev ekor, but no shittav done to it. And there's an item sitting in that mavi. Do we regard this mavi as a legitimate mavi? Can one be metaltal this object throughout this mavi? Says Rav, it depends. What does it depend on? It depends on whether or not there was an error in the chatziris. Now, what is the connection between two things? Says Rav Ashi, this is the explanation. That when there was no Erev, when there was no Erev done in the Chatzeres, so there are no household items present in the Chatzer, then we can freely transfer objects of the Chatzer. Chatzer objects, non-residential objects, which are found in the Chatzer during Ben HaShemashis, during the onset of Shabbos, we can freely transfer them to the Mavi. There's no sheet of necessary. So if so, this Mavi is being highly traveled. There's a high traffic going through this Mavi. They're transferring items back and forth from the Chatzah to the Mavi. So this is a high traffic Mavi, a highly accessed Mavi. It's considered to be a standard Mavi. Lots of people going through it, in which case the Lecha Vikara are demonstrating, are making that public statement. It's visible to all, to this great flow of traffic coming through it, and therefore this Lecha Vikara is considered to be effective. All see that that this Mavi is separate from Shusarabim. It's visible. Look at that Lecha, look at that Kura. This Mavi is highly traveled. It's not a Carmelist. It's considered to be a standard Mavi, a typical Mavi, and therefore one can freely transfer throughout this Mavi. So an object that was there during the onset of Shabbos can be moved around through this Mavi without any concern whatsoever. That's only in a case where there was no Erev done in the Chatzeris. However, if there was an Erev done in the Chatzeris, in which case one can transfer a household article into the Chatzer, right? The Chatzer enables that, allows that transfer, in which case we no longer allow free transfer from the Chatzeris to the Mavi without a sheet of why? Because we're concerned that perhaps he's going to transfer that household article, which is sitting in the Chatzer, he's going to transfer to the Mavi without a sheet of voice. That's not allowed. So in this case, Rav prohibits transferring items of the Chatzer, even something which is classified as a Chatzer item, was sitting there during the Antar of Shabbos. He can't transfer into the Mavi without a sheet of voice, which combines the ownership, which merges the Rishus, of the Mavi, of the Chatzeris, and makes them all into one big happy family. Only in that case can he transfer. But if there was no sheet of dun, he cannot transfer the Chatzer of the Mavi, lest he go ahead and transfer this household item as well. So in this case, since the access to the Mavi is limited, so there's a weak flow of traffic and use of this Mavi, it's not considered to be a standard, typical Mavi, in which case the Lech Vekoira are not effective any longer, and therefore regarded as a Carmelist, because this Lech Vikara is not visible to all, it's not making that public statement. There's hardly anybody using the Mavi. Likewise, the fact that there's hardly any people there, it appears like a Carmelist. There are different reasons why the Mavi is not regarded as your standard typical Mavi, and therefore one may not freely move around through this Mavi. You can only be metaltal. A Chafetz which was sitting in the Mavi at the onset of Shabbos, he can only transfer this within 4 Amos. And no more than that. So now we understand, Rav. Once again, the point here is, a Mavi which has a Lecha Vikari, but no Shituf was established between the Chatzeris to allow free access to the Mavi. Rav says, look, it depends. The question here is, can I go ahead and be metaltal a Chafetz, which was sitting in this Mavi during Ben Hashmashes, can I be metaltal throughout the Mavi? Do we view the Mavi as a standard Mavi, as a perfectly enclosed Mavi, or do we say, no, we look at it like a Carmelist, and one can only transfer within 4 Amos? As Rav, it depends on the status of the Chatzeris, the courtyards. If there was an Erev done there in which the Klei Abayis are being taken out to the Chatzer, then there's no free access from the Chatzer to the Mavi without a Shituf. So this Mavi that doesn't have a Shituf is lacking traffic. It's not considered to be a typical Mavi. One cannot carry throughout it. If the Chatzeris do not feature an Erev, in which case there are no articles being transferred from the Batim to the Chatzer, in which case there's no concern, we allow transfer from the Chatzer to the Mavi without a Shituf. So this is a highly traveled area. It's a highly accessed area. It's considered to be a typical Mavi, in which case the Lecha Mekoira is indeed effective and allows free carrying throughout this Mavi, an item which was sitting in this Mavi, or even the items which are sitting in the Chatzeris, can be transferred into this Mavi and be carried throughout the Mavi. Continues the Gemara. Going back to our Mishnah, where Beleza told us a Chiddush. Not only can the Bris Milah be done on Shabbos, but even the Machshirim, even those preparations which enable the mitzvah, can be done on Shabbos as well. Continues the Gemara. Omar, around 10 lines from the top, Omar Rabchia bar Abba Rav Yechanan, Loi Lekoil, not with regard to all mitzvahs. Does Reb Elazar apply this concept that the preparations of the mitzvahs are push away Shabbos, can be done on Shabbos, when it involves a malach? Loy lekoil, Amar Reb Elazar, machshira mitzvah, doyech nasa Shabbos. Why? Sharei, because we find sharei shtei alechem, choyves hayomim. We have a carbon called shtei alechem, the two loaves which are brought on Shavuos. They are choyves hayomim, zirchiv to bring them today on Shavuos. Nevertheless, the machshirim of this mitzvah, the preparations, need to be derived from a drasha to allow it. It's not just plain logic. It's not something which is a formula which is applied to all mitzvahs. We see that the Gemara requires a special derivation to allow it. V'loi lomdan Rav Elezer, Rav Elezer only derived and learned the allowance to do the machshirei mitzvah of the shtei lechem on Shabbos. V'loi lomdan Rav Elezer elam gzeirah shava. He learned it from gzeirah shava. The sani is lomdan b'ayis. Rav Elezer im menayim lemachshirei shtei lechem shdoich nasa Shabbos. How do we know that the machshirei and the preparations required for the shtei lechem, for instance, the baking of the shtei lechem adoich Shabbos? How do we know that? Nemra hava ba'omer. We learn it from gzeirah shava. The Torah employs the term hava by the omer, which is the mincha, which is brought on the 16th day of Nisan, made of barley. So the Torah there uses a term of hava, v'havesem, v'nemra hava b'shtei lechem. The Torah uses a similar term when it comes to shtei lechem. So we connect the two things. Ma hava ha'amura ba'omer, just as when the Torah employs the term of hava by omer, ma'achshirin deichem sa'shabbos, its preparations. Push away Shabbos can be done on Shabbos. When we go ahead and harvest the grain for the Minchas Omer, Af Havo Hamur B'Shtei Alechem. Likewise, when the Torah employs the term Havo by Shtei Alechem, there too Machshirin Deichens Shabbos, the preparation of Shtei Alechem will push away Shabbos and can be done on Shabbos as well. Let's take a look at Rashi, who explains to us how do we know indeed that the Machshirin of the Omer Deichens Shabbos. So Rashi here is towards the bottom. So the Rashi widens. And above the wide lines, it's 9 lines above the wide lines. Beginning with the words, Mahavo Hamura Bo'imer Machshireh. So just as the Oimer, the Machshir, Mahinuk Tzira, harvesting, Tchina, grinding, Vakoda, the sifting, Shalot, Dechon, Sashabas, the Aminu Menachas. Rashi brings the Gemara, which says as follows. Bechorish of Akotza Tishbois. The Torah says you're meant to refrain, rest from plowing and from harvesting. Then the Gemara learns a Hekish. Machorish Rishus, Avkotza Rishus. The fact that the Torah connects harvesting and plowing, the Torah is indicating to us from what type of ksira cutting must you refrain? Only something which is similar and equated to plowing. Just as plowing is always rishus, it's arbitrary. There's never a harisha of mitzvah. So likewise, when the Torah speaks about katzer, we're speaking about a katzer of rishus, a non-mitzvah harvesting. And that is a type of ketzira you must refrain from. Yotzak shiras oimer. This comes to exclude the harvesting for the oimer shi mitzvah, which is considered a mitzvah. As the Gemara will tell us soon, that there's actually a mitzvah to harvest for the sake of the oimer l'shma. So we see from this pasuk, from this drasha, that the ketzira of the oimer, even though it's merely preparation, it's machshir mitzvah, it is derech Shabbos. The Gemara connects the oimer to the shtei alechem, likewise the shtei alechem, the preparations of it are derech Shabbos. So we see from here that a drasha is necessary to teach us the allowance of mechshir mitzvah being deicha Shabbos by shtei alechem. So we see it doesn't apply to all mitzvahs. We need to have a makar source for it. Get back to the Gemara. So we had a gzeirah shava from omer to shtei alechem. Says more mufni. Apparently, this gzeirah shava is free. It's available. The words which are employed in this connection, gzeirah shava, are free and available, not being used for anything else. Why? The Ilay Mufni, because if those words are not really available, not free for this purpose, meaning there are two types of Gzeirah Shavas. Sometimes we use words which are Mufni, which are not being used for anything else, which are not necessary for anything else, to teach us anything else. They're simply available, free, and available for the Gzeirah Shava, in which case, we cannot ask on it. We cannot attempt to refute the Gzeirah Shava, because as Rashi explains elsewhere, it's as though the Torah specifically gives us this halacha, specifically states this halacha. The fact that those words are extra is tantamount to actually explicitly stating the halacha. So there's no way we could refute that halacha. But if the gzeirah shava is using words which are needed for other purposes as well, it's considered to be a gzeirah shava which is not mufna. Now, we certainly can use the gzeirah shava if we have no reason to refute, but if there's a perch on the gzeirah shava, if there's a reason to challenge it, we may do so. Says more, apparently in our case, it's mufni. Those words are available and are free to be used for the gzeirah shava. Why? Eloi mufni, because otherwise, ikel mifrach, one could go and challenge and say, malo oimer, how could you compare the two things? Malo oimer, shekeni matzah, katzer, kaitzer. Oimer has that distinction, because even if you find grain which is available, matzah, katzer, he finds harvested grain, kaitzer, he must go ahead and cut for the sake of the mitzvah. So, the gzeirah itself is part of the mitzvah. Therefore, surely it's done on Shabbos. Toimer b'shtei alechem. Can you compare that to shtei alechem? Shimotza katzer, because in that case, if he finds grain which is ready and available, cut grain, ain't it katzer? There's no need to be katzer. So how could you compare the two things? Perhaps this ksira of shtei alechem, which is not really regarded as an integral part of the mitzvah, is not teichas Shabbos. So apparently those words are mufni, they're free and available to be used for the ksira shava. We connect the two things despite the challenge that we have. Says Umar la'ay, meaning truthfully, yes, afni mufni, the words are available. Michti, let's take a look. Siv, va'aveisem es oimer reshet tzirchem lakoin. Torah says you're meant to bring the oimer, this amount of reshet tzirchem, your first harvesting, to the koin, for the minchas ha'omer. Why does the Torah need to add u'biyoyim miyoyim ha'viyachem? This gives us miyoyim. Miyoyim ha'viyachem lamli. Why does the Torah need to repeat the word havo again, ha'viyachem, when you bring it? So why that repetition? Shema minola afnuyei. Apparently, the Torah here is coming to make that word available for us. Because the word ha'vesem here seems to be superfluous, so it's free and available to be used for Zereshava, and therefore we cannot challenge Zereshava, we connect Shtelechem to the Omer, and the Machshirim of the Chashab. Says more about Kati, even so, Mufnim Mitzadechadu, it's only available from one side. So the word Avesim is free and available from the Omer side of things. So it's only a half Mufnim, Veshaminin L'Rabbi Lezer. Now we heard, we know that Rabbi Lezer subscribes to the Shita that the Omer Mufna Mitzadechad made the Meshivin. And we have Gzereshav, which is only Mufna on one side of things. We can learn the Gzereshav, but a Meshivin, we can challenge it if we have a challenge. Says Mar Toviu Ribuyahu. The word Toviu, which is employed by the Pasuk of the Shtei Alechem, is actually extra, it's unnecessary. Therefore, the word there is free and available to be applied for Gzera Shava. So we have a full-fledged, available Gzera Shava, Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, and we can go ahead and connect the two things without hesitation. Okay, so let's get back to the beginning of the Gemara where Chiba Abba told us in the Rav Yochanan that Reb Lezer's Chiddush, that Machshir Mitzvah, Deicha Shabbos, doesn't apply to all mitzvahs. Says Malamutimai, what is he coming to exclude? For example, which mitzvah do we find that the preparation is not Deicha Shabbos? Is he coming to exclude Lulav? Then one cannot go and prepare the mitzvah of Lulav on Shabbos, for instance, going and cutting the Lulav off the tree. That's not allowed. Vatanya. But haven't we learned in the Brisa? Lulav v'chol machshir v'deichas ha-Shabbos. Lulav and all its preparations, all its enablements, are Deicha Shabbos, the very blessed. Ve'ela l'mutei sukkah. Apparently he's coming to exclude sukkah, that the machshir of sukkah not Deicha Shabbos. Vatanya. Haven't we learned in the Brisa? Sukkah v'chol machshir Deichas HaShabbos, the Rebbe Lezer. So we find here as well, the preparations override Shabbos. Ve'lo mutei matzah, we come to exclude matzah. Ve'atani, haven't we learned? Matzah v'chol machshireh, Deichas HaShabbos. Matzah and all its enablements, and all its preparations, are Deichas HaShabbos, the Rebbe Lezer. Ve'lo mutei shayfer, apparently he's come to exclude the preparations for the mitzvah of shayfer. Ve'atani, haven't we learned in the price? Shayfer v'chol machshireh, Deichas HaShabbos. So shayfer and all its preparations, are Deichas HaShabbos, the Rebbe Lezer. So we're stuck. What are we coming to exclude? We're coming to exclude the preparations of the mitzvah of tzitzis. So when he's going ahead and he's tying the tzitzis to his beged, the mezuzah lepischai, preparing the mezuzah for his doorway, that in those cases, the preparations for the mitzvah are not Deicha Shabbos. Tanya mihachi. We learn likewise in the Brisa v'shav, and all agree, shem tzitzis talisoi, if he went ahead and he did the melacha for the tzitzis, Rashi learns tzitzis talisis means he hung the strings on the beged. Other mafarshim say he spun the threads for the tzitzis. Or v'asa mezuzah lepischai. So he went and he prepared the mezuzah for his doorway. He wrote the mezuzah on Shabbos. Shu chayiv, he did these on Shabbos, he's chayiv, because these preparations do not override Shabbos. My time says, well, what's the difference between these and other mitzvahs? Because these things are not designated to a specific time. They're not really time related, as opposed to the other mitzvahs. Omer, Shtelech, all these things are very much time sensitive. So these are different, and therefore these are not Deicha Shabbos. Omer, Abaye, Adarab, just the opposite. But the Enkavola and Zman, since they're not really established within a specific time, these things are prevalent all the time. Mezuzah, tzitzis, they're ongoing mitzvahs. Kol shata v'shata zimninu. If so, there are time, it goes ahead and is spread throughout, meaning at any given moment, one is obligated to be mekayim these mitzvahs. And perhaps there's all the more reason to allow one to do these on Shabbos, because he's missing out on the mitzvah. Ella amar av Nachman amar av Yitzchak. V'itamer av Hunabed v'shua. Hoyle, v'yodel afkirin. What is the deficiency of these specific mitzvahs of talis and mezuzah don't allow the machshirin to be done on Shabbos because it is v'yodel afkirin, is within his hands, within his ability to be mafkir, to render his objects ownerless. It can be mafkir, his talis, it can be mafkir, his home, in which case he has no obligation to apply tzitzis or mezuzah. So being that that's the case, there's no justification of doing it on Shabbos. Amamar, so we just learned, lulav, v'chamach shirav, lulav and all its preparations, doichnas ha-Shabbos. Diver b'lezer. Says, menolei l'r'b'lezer ha. Now we know that we need sources to enable, to allow the machshir to be done on Shabbos. How does r'b'lezer know that the preparations of lulav justify chilul Shabbos? Imi oyimir shtei alechem. Perhaps, can we derive it with a mamatzinu? This is a formula that just as we find by the Omer Shtei Lechem, that the Machshirim of the Shabbos, as we learned earlier, likewise, when it comes to the cutting of the lulav, of the tree, perhaps there's a difference. Shekein Tzorach Gavoya. The Omer Shtei Lechem, the Kerbanis brought on in the Beis HaMikdash, is considered to be Tzorach Gavoya, the heavenly need, it's for Hashem's sake, it's a carbon, has its own classification. Unlike lulav, which does not have that element. So perhaps that does not justify the melachah be'dan on Shabbos. Elo makro, we learn it from a pasuk. B'yoyim, the pasuk says, l'kachtan l'chem b'yoyim harishayim. So why does the pasuk need to mention b'yoyim? The pasuk could simply said, l'kachtan l'chem b'rishayim. Why b'yoyim harishayim? It's coming to tell you, afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos. Ulamai hilchasa, what is the pasuk coming to tell you? What is the pasuk allowing to be done on Shabbos? Elaim le tiltil, the pasuk is telling you, you can go ahead and pick up that lulav, shake it, tiltil, move the lulav. Don't worry about muktzah. Isra kra, the mishri tiltil. Does the Torah need to come and tell us that moving a muktzah item on Shabbos is muktzah is allowed? The whole concept of muktzah was only established by the Rabbanan later on. So it can't be that the pasuk is coming to allow that. Ela lemach shirov. Apparently the pasuk here is allowing even doing a malacha for the sake of preparing the lulav, for instance, cutting it off the tree. So this is a source, according to Reb Elazar, which allows the machshirim of lulav to be done on Shabbos. V'rabbanon, what about the rabbanon who disagrees with Reb Elazar? What do they do with the word of bayoyim? They need the pasuk of bayoyim v'leibalayla. That one may only take the lulav by day, but cannot perform the mitzvah of lulav at night. V'Reb Elazar, bayoyim v'leibalayla menolei, how does he know to exclude the night? Nafkalei, he learns it from the ending of that pasuk, "Usmachta v'nei Hashem l'keichem shivas yomim." So you're meant to be besimcha with the lulav before Hashem for 7 days. The pasuk stresses yomim, yomim ebalei leili. So nights are excluded from the mitzvah of lulav. Rabbanan, what do Rabbanan do with the words yomim? Isrich, the pasuk needs to specify yomim. Why? Sakadaita chamina. I'm sorry, Rabbanan. Why do Rabbanan need the word bayoyim to go ahead and teach us that the mitzvah of lulav only applies to day and not night? We already know that from the ending of the pasuk of shivas yamim. Meaning, why isn't Rav Lezer's derivation sufficient for the Rabbanan? So Rabbanan will have an extra word. The word lokachem bayoyim orishon seems to be extra. Why can't they learn it from Rav Lezer's source? Rabbanan istrich. The pasuk needs to go ahead and stress for us lokachem bayoyim orishon to tell us that it cannot be done at night. Salka de chamina, perhaps I would think, Nelev Shivas Yomim. Misuka, perhaps I can go ahead and attach, make Xereshava, the word Shivas Yomim, which the Torah mentions by Lulav. I can go ahead and learn it from the Shivas Yomim, Basuka Teja Shivas Yomim, that applies to Sukkah. Mala halon Yomim afil Leila, just as by Sukkah. Certainly the mitzvah applies not only by day, but also at night. Rashi brings that the Gemara Sukkah discusses it. Afkan, perhaps here as well, by lulav, yomim afilu leilis, that the mitzvah will apply even to nights as well, kamash malon. Therefore, the Torah needs to say, ulkafkan by yoyim arishoin, to exclude nights from the mitzvah of lulav. Says the Gemara of Lichter Rachmanu Belulav. If so, according to Reb Elazar, we have a pasuk, ulkafkan by yoyim arishoin, to tell you, even b'Shabbos, one can do the machshir or lulav, even on Shabbos. So why can't the pasuk simply tell us this din by lulav, v'neisu hanach v'nilfu minei, and those other ones, oimer shtelechem, can go ahead and derive from lulav? Why do we need a special pasuk to teach you about oimer shtelechem? Why can't they learn it from here? Says the Gemara, "Mishum Ikel Mifrach," because perhaps I can go ahead and refute. I can separate. I can say, "Well, Mala Luluf, Shekein Ton Abraminim." Luluf is unique and special because it requires four minim. The Luluf, the Esther, the Asma Rabbis. So Luluf is unique and special. Perhaps that's why. That's why the Malacha of the Hechsher can override Shabbos. But perhaps the Omer Shtel Lechem that don't feature these elements cannot be the Shabbos. Therefore, the Torah needs to teach us, especially by the Omer Shtel Lechem, that even over there, the Hechsherim are the Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Sukkah v'chol machshireha, Sukkah and all its preparations, Dechans HaShabbos, they override Shabbos, Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Mano, Leila Rabbi Elazar, ha? How does he know this halacha? Im Omer Shtel Lechem, if we're going to derive it from Omer Shtel Lechem, just as the machshirim there are Decha here as well, perhaps there's a big difference. Shekein Tzarech Gavoya, because the Omer Shtel Lechem, our korbanos, brought to Hashem, Shekein Tzarech Gavoya hu, as opposed to Sukkah, Imi Lulav, perhaps I can learn it from Lulav. We just established that Lulav, according to Rabbi Elazar, Decha Shabbos, perhaps Sukkah learns from Lulav. Perhaps there's a difference. Shekein Ton Abra Minim, because Lulav is unique, it has those four Minim as opposed to Sukkah. Ela Gomar Shivas Yomim, Mishivas Yomim, Milulav. Says the more we learn from Gzeres Shava, the word Shivas Yomim, which is contained in the Parsha of Sukkah, we learn it from the Shivas Yomim, which is mentioned by Lulav, Malahal, just as by Lulav, Machshir of Dechas HaShabbos, its preparations override Shabbos, Afkan, likewise here, by Sukkah, Nami, Machshireh, Doichin Es HaShabbos. Says the Gemara, V'lichtav Rachmanu B'Sukkah, why can't the Pasuk teach us the Halacha that it's Doichin HaShabbos by Sukkah, V'Nesi Hanach V'Nigmar V'Nei? Why can't the Torah simply suffice by telling us that the machshirim of Sukkah Decha Shabbos, since it's learned from Lulav, and there will be no need for the Torah to specify by the Omer Shtei Lechem at Decha Shabbos, why can't we learn them from Sukkah? Mishum Dikel Mifrach, because there's a reason to refute. Mala Sukkah Shekeinu Heges, B'Leilos Kibayamim, because Sukkah is unique, is special. It applies to days and to nights. B'Leilos Kibayamim. It's an all-encompassing mitzvah throughout the entire Sukkahs. It applies by night as well as by day, as opposed to the Omer and Shtei Lechem, which are not something which are brought at night. There's a Karbanos, which are meant to be brought specifically by the day. And therefore, they cannot go ahead and learn from Sukkah. Sukkah is unique and special. Therefore, they require their own pasuk. Continues going on, Matzah v'chol machshireha, doich nes ha-shabbos. The verb is, menolei l'reza ha, has he know that the machshireha of Matzah doich ha-shabbos? Im o'emer shtei lechem, are you going to learn from o'emer shtei lechem? Shkein tzarech gevoya, they're unique with their karbonis. Im ilulav, shall we learn from lulav? Because we have a pasuk, we have a pasuk u'bayoyim, so from there we can learn to the halacha of Matzah as well. Says the Gemara, no. Lulav is different, it's special, shekein tor nabo minim, because lulav has that unique element of those four minim, which perhaps matzah can't be equated to. Imi Sukkah, shall we learn matzah from Sukkah, just as Sukkah is Deicha Shabbos? Likewise matzah, Shekein Hergis, B'Leis Kivi Yomim. Sukkah is unique because it is prevalent throughout the entire Sukkahs at night, as well as by day, as opposed to matzah, which is a mitzvah special designated for the first night of Pesach. It only applies to Laila, not to Yom. Ela, says the Gemara, Goma, we learn from Gzeres Shava, Chamisha Asar, Chamisha Asa Mechaka Sukkahs. We connect the words Chamisha Asa, which is stated by Matzah, to the words Chamisha Asar, which is stated by Sukkahs. Mala Hala, just as by Sukkah, Machshireh Deichan Shabbos, the preparation of Sukkah Deichan Shabbos, as we learned earlier from Lulav, Afkan Machshireh Deichan Shabbos, likewise by Matzah, the Machshireh Deichan Shabbos. Says the Gemara, V'lichtav Rachmanu B'Matzah. So at the end of the day, why can't we just suffice with one source? There should be a pasuk by Matzah, which learns from Sukkah, right? V'nesu hanach v'ligmar minei. And we can go ahead and learn everything else from Matzah. Meaning like this, why can't the pasuk specifically state by Matzah? Now don't use the Gzeres Shavah from Sukkah. Just the pasuk should specifically, explicitly state that Matzah is Deicha Shabbos. One clear-cut pasuk by Matzah, and let everything learn from there. Sukkah, lulav, oimer shtei lechem. Says the Moshe Nikol Mifra, because I can go ahead and ask and refute and separate matzah from them all. Mala matzah. Matzah is unique, shekein neheges, but noshim kaba noshim. It applies to women as well as men, Rashi explains, because The Gemara learns that just as chametz is applicable to women because it's a mitzvah lois asei, likewise the mitzvah of matzah, which is connected to chametz, applies to women as well as men. So matzah has that uniqueness, applies to women as well as men, has that advantage, and therefore we cannot learn other mitzvahs from matzah. Continues the Gemara, shofar v'chol machshir v'dechaz haShabbos, shofar and its preparation of dechaz haShabbos. Dira blaz, minolil rabazaha. What is the source for this? Ima oimash de'alechem. Perhaps we can derive from oimash de'alechem, shekein tzarech gavoya. No, you can't, because those are karbonis. Ima lulav, should we learn from lulav? Shekein ton abra minim. Has that advantage of the four minim. Ima sukkah, should we learn from sukkah? Shekein eges b'leges k'biyomim. Because it applies to nights as well as daytime, as opposed to shofar, which is a mitzvah by day. Imi matzah, should we learn from matzah? Shekein heges, but noshim kabanoshim. It applies to women as well as men, as opposed to shofar, which is a mitzvah say, which is time related, only applies to men. So perhaps it can't be deicha shabbos. Ela amakra, the pasuk says yoyim truyeh lechem, a day of blowing. The pasuk yoyim, the word yoyim is extra, but yoyim afilu b'shabbos is coming to add. Even on shabbos, you have the obligation. Ulamai, what's the pasuk coming to tell us? Ilei meletkia, to tell you to allow blowing the shofar on shabbos. Hotana de Rabbi Shmuel. We learned in the Brisa of Tanvei Shmuel, Kol Melecha, Melecha Savoida, sometimes the guest of Tanvei Rabbi Shmuel, Kol Melecha Savoida Leisasu. You're not meant to do any Melecha of Avoida, Rashi says, a Melecha of Torah, a true Melecha, you cannot do on Shabbos. Yotasa, Tkiya Shofar. This excludes blowing of the Shofar, or the Esapas, or removing the breath from the oven. Sheikh Chachma, these things are merely Chachma talents. Vein Melacha, they're not regarded as Melacha, as forms of labor, and they're not Usur, they're not Torah. They're only Usur and they're Abonon. So the Pasuk apparently is not coming to allow blowing the Shofar on Shabbos, which is not Usur and not Torah. So what then is the word Yoim, which is including an allowance of Shabbos, what is it coming to include? What is it pertaining to? Ela lemach shirim. It's coming to allow preparation of the mitzvah of shofar. You can go ahead and do malacha to prepare the mitzvah even on Shabbos. So this is the source of the machshirin of shofar on Shabbos. V'rabbanon. Now what do Rabbanon do with the word yoyim truah? Hahu meboyle. It's needed for the following halacha. B'yoyim b'le b'layla. One may only do the mitzvah of shofar by day and not at night. V'rablezer b'yoyim b'le b'layla menoli. How does he know that nights are excluded from the mitzvah of shofar? Nafkal, he learns it, Mebiyoyim Akipurim, Taviru Shofar Bechal Arzachem. This is the Yom Kippur of the Yovel of the 50th year. He went to blow the Shofar. Vegamri Mehadadi. And we derive one from the other. Meaning, Rashi brings in Gemara Rosh Hashanah that all the blowings of Shofar within the 7th month, within Tishrei, are derived one from the other, connected one to the other. Just as the blowing of Shofar on Yom Kippurim is Dafka Biyoyim, is specific today. Likewise, the blowing on Rosh Hashanah is specific today. So we learn that limitation from this pasuk. Therefore, we have an extra word, Yoyim Truot Yalechem. The word Yoyim is coming to include the performance of the Melachos of the Machshir of Shofar, even on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, okay, V'licht Rachmana B'Shofar. Why doesn't the pasuk just limit to Shofar? Let the pasuk give us the allowance by Shofar. And we can learn the other mitzvahs, Oymer, Shtealechem, etc. We can learn it from Shofar, just as the Machshirim of Shofar Decha Shabbos, likewise everything else. Says Mo, but we can't. Mitkiya Shofar Dor Shishana, Lekha Lemigmar. We can't learn from the blowing of Shofar on Shishana, because that's unique. Shekei Machneses, Zichroina She Yisrael, it brings in the remembrance of Kal Yisrael, Avin Shashamayim. It brings in the remembrances, the Zichroinas of Kal Yisrael, their uniqueness, their true connection to Hashem. It brings it, it reminds Hashem of the goodness of Kal Yisrael. Machneses Zichroin She Yisrael, Lavim Shashamayim. So that's unique, it's special. So perhaps only over there is the Melach on Shabbos justified, but not everything else. Mitkiya Shofar Yom Kippur, like Kalim Migmari. You can't derive the other ones from the blowing of Shofar on Yom Kippur, meaning the allowance to do the Machshirim, the preparations of the blowing of Shofar on the Yom Kippur of Yovel, which is allowed on Shabbos as well. We can't learn from there to the other mitzvahs like Oymer Shtelechem Wai. The Omar Mar, as we learn, Taku Bezdin Bashofar. When Bezdin blew the Shofar on Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, what happened? Niftaru Avodim Ubatim, the Avodim, the Jewish slaves, were released back home. The sodois and the fields which were purchased, choizus of Balaim, returned to their owners, their former owners. So since the shofar affects these halachas, brings about these various halachas, so it's unique, it's special, has these added elements, and perhaps that explains the justification of the malacha is done for the machshir of this mitzvah to be done on Shabbos, as opposed to the other mitzvahs mentioned earlier. Therefore, they need their own mekoreis, their own sources to allow the malachas and machshirim to be done on Shabbos. Okay, time for a brief review of today's daf. The Gemara discussed a mavi, which had a lechi v'kore, but no shitav. Can one carry throughout the mavi? It depends on the situation. The Gemara proceeded with Rabbi Lezer, who holds that the preparations of a mitzvah, machshir mitzvah, are doich and Shabbos. The Gemara gave us a list of various mitzvahs, the Omer, where we learn from a pasuk that the tzira of the Omer is considered to be a mitzvah and is doich Shabbos. The Shtei Alechem's preparations are doich Shabbos as well. They learned from Gzeira Shava from Omer. Lulav has a pasuk of Bayoy Marishin to include even Shabbos. Sukkah is learned from Gzeira Shava from Lulav. Matzah Gzeira Shava from Sukkah. The preparations of Shofar are doich Shabbos. Yoim Trua, Yoim is coming to include even Shabbos. And the Gemara will soon tell us that the Machshirim of Mila Adoich Shabbos as well, according to Blazer, and that as well is learned from the pasuk of Ayoyim Ashmini, of Ayoyim Afilu B'Shabbos.